This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock. Well, my name is Shatish Ananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Thursday, that is 18th of June. Well, what a day for Indian markets. The benchmark indices that started on a muted note largely on account of escalating tensions between India and China at the border as well as Fitch Ratings' negative outlook on India failed to dent sentiment. Well, banking stocks led the rally from the front after the Supreme Court allowed more time to the Department of Telecommunication, that is DOT, to review the payment proposals by the telecom companies. Now, Sensex rallied by 700 points, while the Nifty 50 reclaimed its crucial resistance at 10,000 levels on Thursday and closed just a shade below 10,100. Now, let's look at the final tally as well. Sensex was up 700 points to 34,208, while the Nifty 50 closed with gains of 210 points to 10,091. Now, sectorally, the action was visible in banks, finance, metal, public sector, and power sector indices, while some profit taking was visible in healthcare and telecom stocks. Now, on the broader markets front, mid-cap index rose 1.05%, while the small-cap index closed with gains of 1.4%, underperforming benchmark indices. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Bajaj Finance, Z Entertainment, Cool India, and Bajaj Finserv. Top Nifty losers include names like Bharti Airtel, TCS, HUL, and ONGC. Now, in terms of stocks and sectors, well, sectorally, the bankings was up 3.8%, followed by the finance index, which was up 3.5%, and the metal index closed with gains of 3%. Now, some profit taking was visible in the telecom and the healthcare space. Volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Vedanta, NIT Technologies, Ramco Cement, BHEL, Idea Cellular, and Muthoot Finance. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Muthoot Finance, BHEL, Manappuram Finance, HDFC, and Chola Finance, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Cummins India, NMDC, and Bata India. Now, nearly 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high that include names like Dixon Technologies, RIL, Web of Global, Escorts, and Adani Greens. Let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, Muthoot Finance share price jumped over 16% after the company posted a better-than-expected set of results for the March quarter. Coal India stock price jumped over 6% after the Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday launched the auction process for 41 coal blocks for commercial mining. IGL fell over 5% after the company reported a 27% jump in its consolidated net profit for 290.76 crores compared to 228 crores in the year ago period. Now, stock price of telecom companies gained up to 20% after the Supreme Court hearing in the AGR case. ITI and Vindhyak Telelink surged almost 20%, while MTNL, HFCL, and Tejas Networks were the other gainers. However, shares of Bharti Airtel and Vodafone Idea, however, ended in the red, down over 0.5% each. Now, Pidilite Industries was down 2% after the company reported 34% year-on-year decline in its consolidated net profit at 156 crores. Manappuram Finance stock price was up over 4% after the company approved the issue of NCDs worth 350 crores. BML share price gained over 4% after the state-owned entity flagged off its last train set for Kolkata Metro project. Now, let's also see how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a strong bullish candle on the daily charts. It found some resistance around 100 days moving average placed at 10,110. Now, as long as Nifty sustains above 9,845, one should retain an optimistic outlook and look for bigger targets. That's what most technical experts suggest at this point in time. Now, the current breakout itself is projecting 300 points with the target towards 10,300 levels. In between, Nifty need to get past its 100-day simple moving average, whose value is placed at 10,112. Mazhar Mohammed of ChartviewIndia.in said in a report. Now, Nifty shall witness a sustainable up move only when it manages to close above 10,328, which shall open up bigger targets. Now, in that scenario, bulls shall march towards initial target of 10,750. Now, Mohammed further added that for the time being, positional traders are advised to remain long for an initial target of 10,328 with a stop loss below 9,840, and a breach of 9845 on closing basis can dissipate the strength present in the current upswing. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this condition of taking stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.